do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. That was abrupt. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Maybe you've gone and done download us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap, Aroni, Tony, phony, baloney, stony out of it.
That's in my diaper right now.
We're going to be here for a couple of hours on this New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve.
Whatever.
If you celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, whatever you do, stay home and don't breathe your droplets on other people, okay?
Join us on social media at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. We check our Twitter during the show occasionally, and we're also on the Facebook and Instagram.
Shit, yes.
And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link or the lovely banner on our webpage every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione, and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby!
Please clap.
And
what happened to him?
Jim's been pretty quiet, hasn't he?
Well, I mean, he is in general. He doesn't seem like a. I mean, I really can't believe.
You think he's going to run in 2024?
Did they think he was going to be the guy in 2016 on the right? They really did, didn't they? Holy shit, that's insane. I mean, you talk about say whatever you want about Democrats, but. Who's digging up a fucking bush to run for president? You know what I mean? That's definitely not a good sign, guys.
Okay.
Chris Christie's going to run in 2024. What do you think about
well,
that?
Well, he hasn't ruled out running.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He's not running.
Did he get over the Rona or does he still have it?
I think he's over it, yeah. He's out doing interviews and shit, right?
Oh, good.
I'm sorry it took so long, Shelby.
Yeah.
For her Kong toy. She's being very patient, but I dropped my fizzy beverage.
Oh, yes.
In a minor disaster right before the show.
I dropped me fizzy beverage.
Like, literally, like half of it's gone.
Right.
It was a big spillage.
Oh, that sucks. Another one?
No.
There's a bunch
you.
In there.
I've got half of this and half of a full second backup beverage.
Making it work during the pandemic.
War!
Yeah, that's kind of what they're doing over there. And let's launch into it and see what the fuck's going on, everybody. Thank you for joining us. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you're right. The other side is sounding really fucking crazy.
Many, although some are you know, I think he's going to start losing the support of a lot, like I think Mitch McConnell is probably a little pissy pants.
Oh yes,
about his video yesterday. It was like, by the way, I'm not signing this stimulus.
Does Mitch have a diaper too?
I don't know. Does he have?
I don't know.
Normal, fluids? An alimentary canal?
You know, he might not have fluids. That's a good point.
Let's see what's going on in the old fucking headlines at the commie pinko liberal
Iffy.
Huffpo.
Oh, wee wee.
The headline says, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Of course, when Trump is like, I want $2,000, I'm demanding $2,000. And of course, the Democrats are like, oh, well, okay, you're twisting our arms. When the Democrats wanted $1,200, and then the Republicans said three, and then they agreed on six.
So what are people going to get? $2,000 because Trump wants it? That would be great. I think that would be more appropriate.
I don't know. This is amazing. He's helping out the Democrats in Georgia so much.
Yeah.
With this bullshit.
Is this pure spite? Is it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He's mad at the Republicans because they aren't breaking the law for him and giving him the election.
Well, you know.
Why isn't Mitch out there demanding special counsels and setting up special panels in the Senate to investigate all that fraud? Why didn't Billy Barr?
Well, aren't you a little confused?
Arrest
too?
Obama.
I mean, why wouldn't they be doing that though?
Because there's no evidence.
Yeah. Well, so what? They don't care.
Well, I mean, I guess there's certain lines they won't cross.
Yeah, it's just fascinating to me because I don't know. Do you know what they want? What they will or they won't do? Like.
Same thing we do every day, take over the world.
Like, what is off limits to the GOP?
I'm quiet for a reason.
You don't know.
Right. Some of them, especially.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, obviously the Trumpists.
Right.
And now they're going to be arguing, well, those aren't real Republicans. You know, these what Trump would call the rhinos are going to try to save the party. And, you know, all that money and everything. But Trump is already kind of making it known that he's going to blow everything up. And now he's mad that they didn't support him. So he's going to be like, fuck you, Republicans.
Right. And he is a Republican and he is the president and he is a Republican. So these Republicans and Trump are the same motherfuckers. They're the same gross ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's just maybe, you know, some of the Republicans have a little bit more strategery here and there.
Strategery. Several top Democrats have rallied around President Trump's demand for lawmakers to include $2,000 stimulus checks in the COVID-19 relief package.
Well, I mean, if you could get the rich people a tax break, you know,
well, it's ridiculous,
surely you could do this.
Republicans and Democrats reached an agreement Sunday on a $900 billion COVID relief bill after a months-long impasse, but Trump on Tuesday seemingly threatened to veto the bill, which Congress passed a day earlier unless lawmakers more than tripled the bill's $600 stimulus payments.
Okay. Jeez.
The Democrats seized on a rare overlap between their policy goals and Trump's and urged Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to heed the call. Let's do it, Nancy said, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted. Chuck said, I'm in. What do you say, Mitch?
Gosh. Well, Mitch should be for it. Yes. Yes. Is Trump giving Mitch a fuck you card?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. For months, Democrats have been calling for stimulus checks to be at least $1,200, the same as the previous one in March.
Right.
And in May, three Democratic senators, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris of California.
Yes.
Introduced a bill that would provide $2,000 relief payments to many individuals in the United States, but the Republican-controlled Senate never brought the bill to a vote.
And a one-time payment still isn't enough. They need to get regular payments going. That would change people's lives.
AOC tweeted in support of boosting the payments. Saying that she and fellow progressive Representative Rashida Tlaib had drafted an amendment outlining such language last week. She said, glad to see the president's willing to support our legislation. We can pass $2,000 checks this week if the Senate GOP agrees to stand down.
Damn. Oh, shit. Politics is lit today, huh?
Wow. Sanders took a swing at Republicans and conservative Democrats who thought $1,200 in relief payments, let alone $2,000, was too costly for the working class. He called on Republicans to bend to Trump's request. No, Mr. President, get Mitch McConnell and your Republican friends to stop opposing it, and we can provide working class Americans with $2,000. Let's do it.
God, people were living in poverty before the fucking pandemic. So whatever, right. Whatever we have now ain't enough. It's not enough.
Right.
Treat us like corporations. Treat us like Apple.
Corporations
or who else?
Are people, my friend.
Yeah, treat it. Pretend like we're the Trump hotels and give us lots of breaks and shit.
But we don't have bed bugs.
Oh yeah, or no, it was louses, and it was
in
Doral.
It was bed bugs.
Meet me at Doral, lovey. The louses are under control.
McConnell's office has not publicly responded to the demands from Trump or the Democrats. Oh,
yay.
You know, he's livid.
Does he cry? I mean, because we just introduced the idea that maybe he operates some way. He doesn't have any fluids, which makes sense.
Well, not that were his originally.
Oh. Where does he get it?
Well, you know, you can fill in the blanks.
Where do you get all this adrenochrome?
Over to the Drudge Report.
No.
The headline says, by the way, Trump, you know, the Drudge Report's failing. Nobody's reading it anymore. Nobody looks at it. It's like number two. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Media news site still. Shit. On the internet.
Wow.
Oh, I did see this. Third strain, a new COVID mutation. This time in South Africa, and the second headline says, South African new variant, quote, so scary.
What the shit does that fucking mean?
It's,
Does the vaccine work, yes or no?
Yes, and but from what I've read, it's just really fast, like the one in Britain.
Why does it matter if I have the vaccine? Does it matter that it's fast?
Two cases of a new, more transmissible COVID-19 variant linked to South Africa have been identified in the UK. Both cases are contacts of people who traveled from South Africa over the last few weeks.
Who the shit is traveling to and from America to South fucking Africa right now? Who is?
In addition, people who've been in contact with anyone who's been in South Africa in the last fortnight have been told they must quarantine.
Fuck off. Have you been with anyone who's been in South Africa?
I don't think so.
In a fortnight!
The UK does not currently have a travel corridor with South Africa, so anyone who has returned from the country recently should already be self-isolating for 10 days, should continue to do so.
Why is everyone traveling from South Africa? Why are people going on long-ass trips right now?
It is thought the South African strain may be behind the record number of people being hospitalized with COVID-19 in that country.
Yay.
Comes as the UK government figures show 744 more people have died within 28 days of testing positive, the highest number since April.
28 days is the name of that terrifying movie that takes place in London with the zombies.
The new variant in England and the one found in South Africa are very different and are different mutations from each other.
Ugh.
Both of them look like they're more transmissible.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, the last few weeks, it really does feel like we're in the first 15 minutes of every movie like 28 Days Later or Contagion or some fucking bullshit. And no one's paying attention and everybody's stupid. We're all about to get fucked.
Yeah, except in that movie, the really stupid bureaucrat won.
Which one?
There's always Contagion? A stupid bureaucrat who wants to keep it quiet and doesn't want to alarm people, right? And always tells them,
yeah,
you know what you're talking about. It's not going to be that bad.
The thing about Contagion.
Usually they're one of the first to die of the contagion in the movies.
Contagion. Oh, shit. I'm thinking of Outbreak. I was thinking of Outbreak. Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman and who else is in that fucking movie?
A virus.
Who?
A virus.
Oh, yes. A monkey?
Several.
I think just one.
There was one, I think.
Yeah, just one. And there's a scene where like Dustin Hoffman nearly has to run into the woods chasing a monkey. And it's just like, what a dumbass movie this is in so many ways. The craziest thing about that movie is The best person in the film is Kevin fucking Spacey.
He's good.
Jesus.
Mr. Hancock, who I believe...
Cock.
I skipped over who Mr. Hancock is, but some British official, I believe, said ministers are incredibly grateful to the South African government for the rigor of their science and openness and transparency with which they have rightly acted, as we did when we discovered the new variant here.
Wait, were they talking to us?
No, they're happy that South Africa seems to, you know, be
they were
on
doing
top
the right.
Of,
they were being proactive.
The new strain is highly concerning because it is yet more transmissible, and it appears to have mutated further than the new variant that was discovered in the UK.
Meaning fucking what? Meaning what? It makes you sicker?
Well, no, they don't have that evidence, but it's more transmissible, again, because of a bigger viral load.
Ooh, yeah. Do we have a big viral load because we have a lot of virals out there? Fucking around, like
well,
is that,
you have a lot
you...
of cases of it, so I it would make sense that there's going to be a lot more chances for mutation
because there's more of an opportunity because there's more shit out there,
right?
Yeah,
if there's no virus spreading around, it's not going to be mutating.
You know, it's weird. I keep wondering when God is going to intervene and just do us a solid and maybe say, hey, why don't you prevent these fucking these viruses from mutating, dickhead? That would be nice, wouldn't it?
The new South African strain of the virus is a significant worry, and the government has swiftly moved to shut it down. Health authorities there believe the 501V2 variant is more common in younger adults.
Yay!
It also seems to have a higher viral load, and as a result, spreads more easily from person to person. It is thought it could partly explain the recent surge of infections in South Africa. Genetic analysis shows that it shares some of the mutations of the new strain already widespread in the UK, but the two viruses have evolved separately. The health secretary has ordered anyone who's been to South Africa or to, okay, blah, 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 you know, self-isolate.
For how many days do you do that? Here, people have different ideas of how many days you need to quarantine after you get it, you know?
Oh, I don't know. What did I read? 10 days, they said, or
okay.
Something like that.
We you know, in the United States and in probably Florida, we barely know what's going on. Barely.
In regards to the virus.
I mean, maybe we know. We read a lot of news and shit, but a lot of people don't know what's going on.
A new survey in this wonderful country here. The U.S. As the U.S. is beginning to vaccinate the population against the coronavirus.
Slowly.
According to Pew Research Center.
Yes.
Pretty big survey, 12,000 plus adults. Nearly 4 in 10 say they will definitely or probably not get the vaccine.
What is this cross-section of people? Who is
4
this?
In 10.
What type of people? Like Americans in general? Or?
Yes.
Oh, God. Well,
I'm sure it breaks down.
You know, hey, get used to Zoom. Get used to talking to people in VR because.
Well, 60% say they will definitely or probably get it.
What does that mean? Is that good?
Well, we need 70, right? Plus at least percent to start getting herd immunity. And
the truth is, we as America, we are not doing enough. We are not doing enough. That aid package doesn't do enough. That aid package isn't appropriate for a pandemic that happens every 100 fucking years.
It's because we have Republicans that are stopping everything. Now suddenly they're worried about the deficit.
Hey, Republicans, what does this virus have to do to impress you, to make you give a fuck about it? Do we have to bleed like fire out of our dick holes or something? Or,
ooh, I'll pass.
You know, who knows? Another strain mutates. I don't know what happens. That's like an X power.
21% say they don't intend to get vaccinated and are pretty certain that nothing will change their mind.
Then stay home and live inside a little bubble. Stay the fuck home. Don't breathe on me.
It has gone up. The numbers of people who will take it. It was up in late September. It was only 51% said they would probably take it.
Yeah, great. Everybody should. It's such a great thing that we're able to have a vaccine.
But I think that there was a lot of people like us who were like, well, no, if it's the Trump vaccine, I ain't putting that in my arm.
Yeah, but.
Right. But now we know it's not.
It's not the Trump vaccine. In fact, Trump tried to make his vaccine and. You know, nobody played ball, right?
Well, he's trying to claim victory from both of them. I don't know about the Moderna one, but I know that the Pfizer one had nothing to do with Operation Warp Speed.
Right. What is Operation?
But Trump is like, look what I did. Look at the.
You have less. You
messenger RNA virus I created on my own up in the bedroom.
You didn't order enough, though. But they didn't order enough of the virus, of the vaccine. Fuck. You know what I mean?
Well, right.
So what are they fucking bragging about?
Well, I really think it has to do with the fact that somebody's got stock in Moderna.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Or somebody plays golf with the owner, the guy, the majority shareholder in Moderna.
Right, right.
Who's like, hey, do me a solid and buy more of ours than of stinky
Jesus
Pfizer's.
Christ. I keep saying this, but like we have to think about like what are we doing on the planet to stop the spread of this shit? God.
It's now up to 54% of Americans who say they know someone personally who has been hospitalized or died from the COVID.
Yeah.
Remember, it was like, I don't know anybody.
Americans are fucking stupid. You can put all the facts you want right in front of their faces.
And this is what's where there's no hell, but it would be really cool if all of these Republicans who've downplayed the coronavirus since it began would be able to rot somewhere for eternity.
I thought about this. Put them on Lolita Island. Just leave them there. Let them spread amongst themselves.
Partisanship plays a role in many of the beliefs and practices, the poll says. There is a 19-point gap between the shares of Democrats and those who lean Democrat and Republicans and Republican leaners who said they would get vaccinated. So like 70% of Democrat leaners.
Yeah, yeah.
Say they're getting it, but only 50% of Republicans,
you know,
say they're going to get it. I wonder why that would be.
Well, they say some of these conservatives will say that we have to learn to live with this. And I guess that's
die with it. Yes.
Yeah, I guess that's somebody trying to dress up herd immunity mentality or whatever. But like how? Well, I mean, what is the choice outside the vaccine or not going anywhere? What is the choice?
72% say it bothers them a lot or some when people around them in public don't wear masks. So that's
jeez,
good.
Fuck.
3 out of 4.
Come to the Circle K with me. I lose my shit.
But there's still 1 out of 4.
You motherfuckers that don't wear a mask, man. What the fuck?
28%, though, say it bothers them at least some when stores require customers to wear a mask.
Well, go fuck yourself. Imagine you're in Mars and they say, hey, we require you to wear your space helmet when you go the fuck outside or else you'll fucking die. Similar.
3/4 of adults that say they're comfortable going to the grocery store, but views are more mixed when it comes to restaurants or hair salon.
Oh, God.
Most would be uncomfortable attending a crowded party.
Of fucking course.
I have to sneeze again, excuse me.
Who? I mean, even the people that are up for attending crowded parties, on some level, they have to be thinking the whole time, shit, what am I doing here? I'm going to get coronavirus and breathe on somebody I care about. I'm going to be a super spreader. I fucking suck. Does that happen or?
No.
Okay. Well.
Republicans remain less likely than Democrats to see the outbreak as a major threat to public health. Still,
it is. There's like, it is the threat to public health.
84% of Democrats say the coronavirus outbreak is a major threat to the U.S. population of whole, as a whole, compared to 43% of Republicans who think it's a major threat.
God damn.
Shame on the Republican Party for that. I mean, that is 100% evil leadership from the top down.
I mean, this it's a scary thing when we have shit like this happen that people just can't. It's an obvious thing. This is a huge fucking deal. We all need to do what we can to stop the spread of it, or we are fucked. Like Los Angeles is fucked right now. Yeah. They have no more hospital beds in Los Angeles. They're fucked.
Confidence in science is up. Well, that's nice.
What kind of? What do you mean it's up? I have just as much confidence in science as I had years. I've always believed in science.
You're not the country, sadly.
I mean, you know, I used to have confidence that Santa Claus existed, and then I turned 8.
We've got
or
a
7.
We've got a country that doesn't like all those facts and science and shit.
Well, we got how many dead people here? We have so much. We live in a plague state.
Way too many. So that's the Pew poll.
Yeah.
That it's going up, the number of people who say they're going to get the vaccine.
You know, man, if Trump doesn't end up in jail, and just think about how many people died in this country because he didn't give a shit, he mismanaged it, whatever. How are we going to square that? That's scary.
One of the headlines at Drudge, ER Hell, video shows infected lining hallways of California hospital.
God, Jesus. Holy fuck. That's, God, that's scary.
Dire warnings go unheeded. Kirk Cameron organizes caroling protests. Well, we played, I think it was last week, his teaser
right
about that, and sure enough, the fucking anal wart.
Yes. Apologies to VD, please.
Went out and organized at least 2 events in SoCal the past couple of weeks, where dozens of maskless people stood shoulder to shoulder singing Christmas carols in protest of state and local stay-at-home mandates.
What? How are we not shutting these down, man? Did they? No. Policemen were there because these are white people or something.
I'm getting ready to go out in 38 minutes. No. It's T-minus 38 minutes for our Christmas caroling peaceful protest. He said,
"Lunatic! You are not in the entertainment business. You're in some weird mutated version of it. You make shit that people." You know, that are into Jesus, like you're weird.
We are going to be celebrating our God-given liberties, our constitutionally protected rights at this time at Christmas to sing Christmas songs, to gather, to assemble, and to sing about the birth of our Savior.
Listen to yourself. You sound like a maniac. Really? That is the rantings of a maniac.
Remember we talked about them meeting in like the parking lot of a mall. And we said, do you think the mall would be up for this? The mall posted a statement, said, "We do not condone this irresponsible yet constitutionally protected peaceful protest event planned. We share your concerns, have notified the sheriff's office as well. We have reached out to the event planner to ask that they do not use the Oaks as their venue." I mean, that's a private business. They can tell them to fuck right off. Yeah.
Right. I don't want all this COVID here.
They are under a state mandated stay at home order triggered by low ICU capacity. Gatherings are prohibited with the exception of worship.
Oh my God.
And political expression. The state's reporting over 1.9 million cases continuing to surge, reporting tens of thousands of new cases every day.
Ah! Stay the fuck home, man.
Cameron, best known for his role as Mike Seaver on the long-running ABC sitcom Growing Pains.
Fuck you, Mike.
Connected his efforts to Sing It Louder USA. Feel like you're done with all the mandates telling you how many people you can have in your home or how you're supposed to eat or that you cannot sing, said Houston pastor Steve Riggle. Well, that's that asshole that had the thing in D.C., remember? The guy with the long kind of 80s Michael Bolton frizzy hair.
Oh, yeah.
That pastor, blonde-haired guy. He's the latest asshole that's running around having these Sing for the Lord fests and things like that.
Do you think this is the step too far? I mean, Kirk, all these people are dying. Are you worried you're going to ruin your career?
Tracy Gold.
Yeah.
Throwing some shade on Twitter.
Hell fucking yes.
Checking in with my dear brother, Mike, Kirk Cameron, as your more intelligent sister, I want you to know that I disapprove. I'm worried about you, brother, and your family. Wear a mask. Stay home, sing later.
Shame on you. Good for you. Shame on you, Kirk Cameron. Jeez.
Our God-given right to go out and sing for the Lord.
Has Alan Thicke said anything?
From the grave? Then we would have proof of...
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, he did die. Okay, got it. See, now I don't want to use this expression, but now I'm gun shy because I've been saying people that are, you know, I've been referring to people that I think have died that haven't. So now I think Alan Thicke died. I remembered that, but I'm afraid to say he did because I'm going to be wrong again.
So?
Yeah, you're right. Who gives a fuck? Right. Thank you. Who cares? If Alan Thicke was alive, though, he'd be like, hey, Mike, you're grounded. Go fuck yourself.
Pardon Palooza happened last night, or at least the first of certainly many to come.
Jesus.
Donnie issued pardons to 15 people.
But they're all good people,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, especially the four that murdered a small village of innocent Iraqis. Those are great guys.
Yeah.
Including former Congressman Duncan Hunter of California, the guy who was convicted of he and his wife both of spending lavishly crazy on trips and shit, their campaign money, his campaign money. And then he famously threw her under the bus when the story broke. It was like, well, I didn't know anything about it. My wife did all the finances.
Damn.
And she's like, fuck you. I want to divorce you, asshole.
Oh, shit.
He ended up getting sentenced. I don't think he ever did time yet, though.
Right.
So he's going to dodge that fucker.
Yes. But he's getting a pardon.
But yeah. And Chris Collins.
Yay.
Who was in for a couple of months.
Right.
Only. And Poopy Doopy, George Papadopoulos.
Poopy Doopoulos.
Served his 30 days and was done.
Yay!
But now he's officially pardoned.
What difference does it make for him? I mean, is he going to be... He's worried about getting a job. The pardon will help him or something?
For former Blackwater USA guards who were convicted in the killings of 14 unarmed Iraqi civilians in Baghdad in 2007, were pardoned by Trump. A big, wet, sloppy kiss to that scumbag Betsy DeVos's brother, Eric Prince.
Are they all going to be gone from the Biden administration? We're not going to have any Princes or DeVos's, right? Holy shit. It's a house of horrors.
There were some people who were convicted of nonviolent drug crimes that were pardoned. So a couple of decent ones in there at least.
Yeah.
He also pardoned Alex Van De Zwan, the lawyer who was pleaded guilty of lying to the FBI during the Mueller probe.
Okay.
The first person convicted by Mueller, he was sentenced to 30. He did his 30 days in jail.
Yes.
But now he's pardoned. So that means everybody's getting pardoned that has anything to do with.
Is Trump rewarding
Manafort,
people?
Huh?
Is Trump rewarding people with their pardons? Is
probably
like,
silencing
you,
them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
trying
to keep their mouths shut.
You know, some nerd on NPR was explaining the pardon process like it's got a whole thing. Like, there's a whole process to it where, you know, you put names of people that you want pardoned on there. And then I think a bunch of people look at it and they give their thoughts. And there's a whole thing.
Right.
There's a process. I don't know what the process is.
Trump is just freeing Republicans convicted of horrible shit, including Steve Stockman of Texas, who he commuted the rest of his 10-year prison sentence for misusing charitable funds right out of Trump's playbook.
Oh, yeah. He does that all the fucking time, man. He can't help it.
Senator Richard Blumenthal said, "I doubt government contractors who slaughtered civilians or corrupt congressional cronies were what the founders had in mind when they drafted the pardon clause."
Oh, shit.
Most despicably, President Trump is twisting this presidential power to reward allies who broke the law on his behalf. Donald Trump leaves the presidency just as he took it, without a shred of respect for the Constitution and as a complete disgrace to the office.
I don't know, man. I guess, how does he not give a shit about on any of this horrible shit that's going on? Does he not have any feelings about the pandemic or people that have died or anything?
No, he's over the whole pandemic thing. He's focused on making sure this election gets flipped to him.
Oh, okay. Good.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a TBD. I have no doubt that, you know, Ivanka is going to get a preemptive pardon.
Oh, yes.
And
I thought they got something.
Don Jr. Maybe, Eric. I don't know. Huh?
I thought they got pardons or something. Did I not?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. I could have read an Onion article, but you don't know the difference.
Yeah, I don't think they've gotten it yet.
Shit.
I mean, again, of course, TBD.
Wait. What did they do that's wrong? I don't remember them admitted to anything they've done that was wrong.
Well, but they're being investigated, and they know that there's criminal investigations into Trump Organization, which is them.
I thought that was the state shit, and they can't.
Yeah, but there may be federal things going on too.
Oh, okay,
he's just going to try to preemptively pardon him.
Right, right.
Nixon didn't commit a crime yet.
Yeah,
Nixon was convicted of no crimes. Wasn't even charged.
Yeah.
Yet Ford pardoned him.
Right.
So.
For the good of the country.
Mm-hmm. And that went poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people weren't real happy about that.
It's like we have this thing, I think, I don't, maybe Americans are saddled with this, but this bias to reach out to people and work together with people, regardless, and compromise, regardless. And I think that's fucking us right now.
Well, yeah. And how many times, you know, can you get your hand bitten off?
Well, I guess
when you reach across the aisle, I mean, it's been 50 years of it.
If you're Chimera, it depends.
We do have. Trump vetoed the defense bill.
No shit, man. He's a dick, man.
And that's the Republican-led Senate. I mean, it's their defense bill. Trump vetoes colossal $740 billion defense bill, breaking with Republican-led Senate. And the House is ready already to override that veto. And the word on the street is that it might happen also in the Senate.
I thought that spending bill was for the country to keep on trucking, right? Is that a different bill?
The defense bill. This is a defense bill. It's for the army and to keep on trucking.
Well, it's weird because Trump is way into that shit. Nobody's better than the military. You know, what does he say? No, I'm the best. I'm the most militaristic president ever.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wacko.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
So that's the breaking news. Trump has vetoed the defense bill because it didn't get rid of Section 230, so he can sue Twitter. It didn't get rid of the it still has in it that they can they're supposed to change the names of the Confederate
Yeah.
The base is named after Confederate. Like that. Yeah. He doesn't like that.
What about the people that need this aid, even if it's only $600? Oh, wait, that's this is the defense bill. Sorry. I got confused.
So there you go.
Great. I mean,
he said, fuck it.
See,
and wait, now they might do the same thing with this aid package. I doubt it. It was closer in the House, but and I don't see. And they're going to lose votes, too, even on this. Even though the defense bill passed bigly, there are some Republicans who said, well, I'll pass that bill, but I won't go against the president and override his veto.
God damn. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried that he is going to do something with Iran. You know,
yeah, well,
or just
yeah,
do something
you and everybody,
stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not the only person concerned
supposedly
about
even
Iran.
Supposedly, even the generals and everything are like, ooh, keeping their fingers crossed that this idiot's not going to all of a sudden call him one morning and say, "That's it, we're nuking Iran."
Somebody is going to have to figure out how to tell this mushroom dick diaper don fuck to chill out and calm down.
He got rid of everybody that would do that. And he didn't listen to them anyway.
I'll do
most of the time.
I'll do it. I will do it.
But
I'll
he got rid of people. You're not going to get in.
No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go anyway. It's dangerous. It's corona.
Yeah, it's got to be Rudy.
Yeah. Rudy?
And even if Rudy says, you know, that's it. You lost. There's nothing we can do. Trump is going to get Trump will get rid of him.
How do you get rid of Rudy? Trump, you can't get rid of Rudy. If you're not going to get rid of Rudy after he's farting at all these fake trials.
Oh, Rudy's getting a pardon.
Oh, shit, yes.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
Damn, Trump. You better give Rudy a pardon no matter what happens.
And Paxson, I bet you, gets a pardon.
That fuckhead in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he deserves a pardon. I mean, not really, but he did put in the work. Jeez.
We do have other things. In the news.
I mean, there's only one way to explain the Republicans during the pandemic. People were dying and they were running around trying to figure out either how to prop Trump up or they didn't do anything.
Right.
It's disgusting. Jeez, guys.
There are reports that some tiny wee mote of sanity has happened in a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Is General Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, who suggested after a meeting on Friday night, she's been banned from the White House, in a statement to Fox News saying, "I've been blocked by White House counsel and others from seeing or speaking to the president since I raised the public formal findings and even more evidence of foreign interference from Iran and China."
Iran and China.
Jesus.
So she's been blocked. She's being ghosted by the White House.
I think people freaked out. I think
even the crazies.
Yes. They're like, listen, we don't want to end up, you know, Apocalypseville USA because of this shit. Maybe they, I don't know.
I'm told that she still has the ability to call the president. She's not on any kind of do not admit list at the White House. But I do know that there are many people in senior positions at the White House who would prefer that Ms. Powell and others stay away from
shit. Yeah. Who's the muscle?
Including Rudy.
Yeah. Who do they send?
I mean,
tell?
They want him to stay away.
Oh, Rudy. Okay. Who do they send to tell Sidney Powell to fuck off? Who sends that message?
I think they told her during those meetings, that they were like, you don't have any evidence.
You're making it worse. I mean,
she remains a popular figure with the conspiratorial underbelly of the internet. Much of that comes from her longstanding allegiance with the far right QAnon conspiracy theory, as well as influential figures in the movement like Mike Flynn and attorney Lynn Wood, both of who are calling for Trump to declare martial law.
But she's losing. She's losing.
She has been featured on popular QAnon YouTube shows as far back as November 2019. and has been known to use QAnon slogans and hashtags in her social media posts.
Oh, okay. Congratulations. Good for you. She's a QAnon pioneer or something? Okay. Your kids are so proud. Mommy's following breadcrumbs.
It remains to be seen whether she will continue to push ahead with her lawsuits, though it's worth noting that none of her legal challenges seeking to overturn anything for the election has been successful.
Not one. Them all. You've lost them all.
I'm still waiting for that Kraken.
Shit, man. You in baseball, you'd be fired. In football, you'd be fired.
Oh, yeah.
Fired.
Larry Klayman, you may remember, he's a, is he the Jesus Council people? He's a anti-gay lawyer.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Activist, right-wing activist lawyer, founder of Judicial Watch. Holy shit. And Freedom Watch. In addition to numerous lawsuits against the Clinton administration, Klayman filed a number of lawsuits against political figures and government agencies. His goal is to often obtain information through the discovery process rather than to win the lawsuit.
Okay. So this guy didn't want to do any research or work on the case. He's
been described as a gadfly, a racist, frivolous litigator, and conspiracy theorist. He is a birther. He submitted an actual petition to deport President Obama.
Oh, shit.
So that's who this guy is.
Good work.
But he still hangs in there. They still call on him when they need him.
Nice work on the birther front. Congratulations.
Even though he had his law license yanked for a while, but apparently got it back.
Yeah.
So here's Larry Klayman.
Okay.
Talking about what real Americans should be doing.
Suppose millions of Americans circle the White House. Suppose we demand that President Trump remain in office until there are free, fair, and honest elections. Millions of people around the White House from all over the country, from all over the world. Don't think for an instance that anybody would be attacking the people. You'd have a situation like Tiananmen Square, ironically, in communist China back in the early 1990s. Mm-hmm. And we can make the point that this president is not leaving office.
They were supposed to have millions of people there last weekend, weekend before,
before
the Million MAGA March. And it was like a couple of thousand.
But like, he's subverting the election. So he's worried about this Tiananmen Square moment. But, like, he's subverting a fair election.
What about all the fraud?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't consider the fraud. I'm sorry, everybody.
President is not leaving office until we have free, fair, and honest elections, free of fraud, which the American people deserve. We are on the edge of a socialist, communist, atheist takeover.
Fuck you.
Where we will be in effect enslaved by a godless state run by leftist evil people.
Fuck you, Matt. Jeez. Okay. Well.
Ooh, socialist, communist, atheists.
Evil people. You will be enslaved.
Ooh,
no,
go
you
on.
Won't. I'm an atheist. I'm not enslaved by any invisible bullshit.
Just.
And nobody wants to enslave you. We want you to shut the fuck up.
What is
That's
this?
All. Shut the fuck up.
And again,
or spew your bullshit with the people that want to hear it.
Yeah.
And that's it. But don't make us adhere to your bullshit.
And by the way, no one's getting enslaved. We went through that.
Run by leftist, evil people.
God.
And that's where we stand. So this is my suggestion for today. And I'm going to start organizing this. We'll see if we can get it going. But millions of people should pour into Washington, D.C., encircle the White House, and tell the corrupt powers to be, we're protecting the president, and we will not leave, and he should not leave, until we have free and fair elections.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that.
Well, what if he takes a helicopter, dickhead? I mean, you know what I mean? You're not going to be able to block a helicopter leaving.
Well, they're
encircle the White House,
But they want to protect Trump. They want to make sure he doesn't leave.
I don't know that anyone is protecting anyone in this group. There's no good being done here. Oh, God. Your dad didn't pull out.
So, Larry Klayman, I will be organizing this myself.
Sounds like a fun party. What happened? What's the or?
This is from a show. This is courtesy of Right Wing Watch, of course.
Yes.
On the Victory Channel's Flashpoint program, Ryan, last night.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
Appearing as a guest on the show, a couple of guests, a couple of very prestigious guests.
Ooh.
One of them is Pastor Looney, Hank Kuhneman, who has obviously recently had a date with some hair dye.
Oh, okay. Let me have a look.
And here is, plus his brows are have obviously been recently done too. So Hank was on this show on the Victory Channel.
Guy, your skin is so fucking smooth, Hank. I want to use your face as a piece of toilet paper.
And well, here's a quick bit of it.
Yes.
Listen, Israel had to stand when they were on the very beach of the Red Sea, and there was a pursuing enemy, a communist enemy from the left pursuing this nation, and they had to learn how to stand in the midst of warfare.
He's talking about the Egyptians going after the Israelis.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, is he rewriting history?
Across the Red Sea, the Israelites.
Yeah,
the Egyptians.
Yeah.
Not the current Israelis, the Israelites, I should say. I didn't know the Egyptians were communists.
I didn't either. I mean, were they?
According to Hank, communists from the left.
Oh, shit,
we're coming at the Israelites.
Antony and Cleopatra were fucking commies.
We've just recently, Pastor Gene, had national figures, preachers, politicians, especially preachers, that are getting on and congratulating 46 that does not exist. Next 46, in the eyes of God, it doesn't exist because God is not putting a man into an elected office as president in this nation based on crime and fraud. We just.
Okay, Boomer.
No, God did that in 2016.
Gee, somebody slipped that guy a Prozac. So angry, so white.
Well, but one of the other perhaps bigger guests on this show.
Okay.
Is none other
Chuck Woolery
than Mr. Pillow himself.
Damn!
My Pillow's Mike Lindell.
Man, he is, his star meter has just shot through the motherfucking roof.
This isn't going away, okay? Yeah. This is the biggest crime ever committed in a
This is the biggest crime ever committed.
What is the Pillow Man talking
about? This isn't going away.
Are you in the pillow business?
Brother.
What are you talking about right now?
Come on, brother.
Make
it. I'm gonna smash a chair over your head, brother.
But Mike Lindell to me seems insane. Why?
He's batshit.
And I'm not saying people can't. You know, you can't do different things with your life. You can listen. You're the pillow guy, though. Who makes a great fucking pillow? Why am I hearing from you from the White House and shit?
Because he sucked Trump's sack enough.
But the pillow guy shouldn't be around the White House. I don't even know why what about the George Foreman grill guy? Is that guy around?
George Foreman?
Well, I guess it would be
himself?
George Foreman. He died. I'm kidding.
My pussy.
They're throwing down.
The
shit.
Yeah, here's my pillow, dude.
Okay. This isn't going away. Okay, this is the biggest crime ever committed in election history against our country and the world, and it's going to get brought out. And when it does, even people on the left are going to go, you know what? Donald Trump was the real winner of this election. Right. And you don't have a civil war when the truth be told. And that's what's going to happen.
You know
what a dumb.
Sadly, who he sounds like?
Who?
Harry Carey. Listen.
Oh my God.
This isn't going away. Okay. Right. This is the biggest crime ever committed.
Doesn't he sound like Harry Carey? God.
Play some Harry Carey. That sounds like Harry fucking Carey.
He sounds just like Harry Carey.
Harry Carey is a much better person than Mike Lindell, right? Not even comparable.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. I mean, Harry.
You think Harry had some
Harry
issues?
Had some stuff, but you know.
Oh, really? I have no idea.
Maybe.
I mean, he was drunk a lot.
Well, that's okay.
I mean, he's not telling people dying of coronavirus to huff. What plant were we supposed to eat? This dickhead, my pillow guy, wanted us to have a shot of oleander rectally, or
yeah, something like that.
What happened to that? I thought that was really important, but now we're not hearing about it anymore. Is it not a thing or what?
I don't think so. I guess
it's just weird because they were really excited about it, and now nothing. Were they wrong?
Bouncing ball.
Oh, God.
And the ball game is over. And Greg Maddux has won his 15th game of the year. He lost 11. That's a fourth straight year that he has won 15 or more.
And then he fucked up and left the Cubs. Or the Cubs got rid of him,
I should say. That sucks, man. Well, I mean, you know, the thing is, Harry Carey was incredibly drunk, right?
This isn't going away, okay? This is the biggest crime ever committed in election history.
You know what? It's like Lindell with it, just a touch of Ain't Got Time to Bleed, whatever that guy, you know what I'm talking about. The former governor of Minnesota.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey at Wrigley Field on this noteworthy night
indeed.
Jesse
the Body.
8-8-88. That's the date. And this bud's for you, Bill Murray.
I've been dying under these lights until you handed me this thing.
Hey, it's such a pleasure to see you.
He literally just handed him a beer.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
Jeez.
So that what a show that was, huh?
Yeah.
Mike Pillow guy. There are still some of these people who believe that Trump is still going to win.
Okay. I guess it works like this. You're like, who do we send to this rally or whatever you want to call it or whatever this is? You can't send Rudy. He's farting everywhere. He's just not ready. He can't be out. You know? He's not. They tried. It's not fucking working.
Right.
You send out Mike Lindell. He's not. He might not shit himself. That's where they are. They're at Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to hear Scott Baio before we know it.
Yeah. What happened to. I can't think of his name. Piscopo.
I don't know.
He was a big Trumpy.
Is he alive?
Yeah, Joe Piscopo. Okay. He was a big Trumpist. I know he's got like a radio show or had a radio show. I think he still does.
I think what happened to Joe Piscopo is probably the world evolved and he's sitting there.
Like some of those guys did.
In a sweater.
I
don't know. I mean, actually, I don't know. I don't know. For all I know, he could be like, could have started a balloon animal business.
The New York Attorney General,
okay,
Letitia James,
yay,
preparing to be the most popular person
in
the country on January 21st, when she starts slapping that motherfucker, with lawsuits and criminal charges. Hopefully,
please go get this motherfucker. If you can get this guy to rot in jail. People will love you. You will be a hero.
So she was on Sirius XM. And here's a little bit of it.
Okay. The will of the people have spoken, and that the days of President Trump are closely coming to an end. And the reality is that this is an act of sedition.
She means him trying to overturn.
Yeah.
Overturn the right. legal results.
Yeah, man.
The reality is that this is an act of sedition. You know, this president is engaging in illegality, and the fact that he would even consider martial law is an affront to our values and to our into the Constitution. The people have spoken, and he should accept the outcome of the election as opposed to trying to find fraud where none exist. And so, unfortunately, it's not over. And I think it's nothing more than a distraction.
Yeah.
Act of sedition.
Right. What would martial law even mean? Let's say Trump was like, okay, guys, it's martial law time. What does that mean? Like, if I go outside,
he overturns it's like the Michigan white Buanas putting those managers in. Okay. We're taking over.
So if I go outside, do I get shot by force. The military, or is there?
It depends on what martial law. It just means law that's backed up by the army. They're sending in the army to make sure everyone complies.
So instead of the cops, we'd have the army,
and the Constitution gets suspended.
Maybe it would be better to have the army than the cops. Would it be?
How about neither?
That would be great. That would be great.
So that was on the Dean Obadella show.
Perfect.
That she was on.
Yeah.
Called him, I think at some point she calls him a loser.
Yeah. God, I just want to say the other day I had a moment where I just felt like so sad for humanity. I'm like, all we need to do is wear a mask. We'll save so many lives. And all you need to do is stay out of the fucking water and you're not going to get eaten by a shark. Simple fucking things. And we just can't do those for some reason.
The reality is this is nothing more than an attempt by President Trump to raise money. It's fundraising. That's all this is, fundraising. And that's all that he cares about. He's in the White House and he stews on the fact that he's a loser and he lost this election. And unfortunately, he's finding it hard to accept. He lost.
Don, hey, Don, I'm sorry you're finding this hard to accept, but you have to chill out and get out. Does he have a therapist he talks to?
No.
He didn't have a guy? No. Okay.
Shit. No, not going to happen.
Right. We gave Hope Hicks a job. Maybe she can calm him down. I have no fucking idea.
You know what's trending?
What?
Move, Mitch, get out the way.
Ah, move, Mitch, get out the way.
And let so McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are under fire for trying to obstruct the $2,000 checks.
Yeah. Go fuck yourselves.
AOC said, let's do it. Rashida Tlaib and I already co-wrote the COVID amendment for $2,000 checks. It's ready to go.
Damn.
Glad to see the president is willing to support our legislation.
See, the Democrats are ready to go. We're ready to give you $2,000.
Yeah.
And that's still not enough. What about evictions and shit like that?
Well, I think those are in there.
Yeah.
Which is one of the reasons this shit needs to pass really quickly because.
Oh, eviction, you know, protection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders tweeted, McConnell, the ball's in your court.
What do you want, Bernie? What do you want him to do with the ball, like athletically? Is he dribbling or something?
I don't know who this is. Jeremy Funk.
Never heard of him.
Said the McConnell Senate now has no excuse for refusing $2,000 checks to workers making incredible sacrifices during the holiday season amid a pandemic that President Trump and his allies bungled from the beginning.
Fuck yes. It is the least that government fucking can do. Send out those motherfucking checks. Jeez.
All the Democrats basically are tweeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Elizabeth Warren said, what do you think, Senator McConnell? everybody's piling on.
It looks like the Democrats are outgoverning the Republicans.
Well, I mean, the bar is low, basically. But
yeah.
But the Republicans certainly are dumb.
Yeah.
And not good at this at all.
Right. Not good is a great way to describe what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's not good.
but they're great at obstruction, which is why we desperately need those two seats in the Senate.
Hell yeah. I think early voting has started in Georgia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Get out and vote if you haven't and you're able to, and get that shit over with.
You know, I just take a moment and decide, do you want to be ruled over by an insider trader, you know?
Or two.
Or two. Or not. Or do you not want to be?
Oh, well, here we go. President Trump's threatening Iran.
Yay! I predicted that earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Read back the transcript, Shelby.
President Donald Trump tweeted a photo of rockets that were aimed at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, claiming the rockets were fired by Iran.
Do you have a hard time finding him credible? Well, there you go.
I have no hard time discerning his incredibility.
Shit, man.
Oh, God, gosh.
Dog.
Are you okay there?
Be careful.
That was a big fail.
Be careful.
President Trump on Wednesday said the rockets hit the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad this week came from Iran, and there was chatter about more attacks against Americans in Iraq. Trump tweeted out photos of three rockets that apparently failed to launch, writing, "Guess where they were from? Iran."
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick, but I don't remember Obama saying things like that on Twitter. Guess where these are from? Iran. This is crazy. This is the way this guy fucks with Iran is not bullshit, right? They have a real military. They have all kinds of shit, right?
Yeah.
God damn.
Our embassy in Baghdad got hit Sunday by several rockets. Three rockets failed to launch. Guess where they were from? Iran. Now we hear chatter of additional attacks against Americans in Iraq. Next tweet, Some friendly health advice to Iran. If one American is killed, I will hold Iran responsible. Think it over.
Damn. It's like, don't we have a State Department? We have a State Department, man.
Oh, Mike Pompeo.
Oh, shit.
He's in charge of that.
Sound better than this. We can have a diplomat in New Zealand that doesn't spend all day looking at people's tits. We can have a president.
Or at least he's more subtle about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And diplomatic.
Right. And we can have a president that doesn't say, like, hey, it's, what did he say? Looks like Iran, guys.
I will hold Iran responsible. Some friendly health advice to Iran. If one American is killed, I will hold you responsible. Think it over.
Why is it friendly health advice? Because if he does, I don't know.
Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda.
They didn't cruelly block it. They waited as it sat on Mitch McConnell's desk since last March.
And Donald...
May, March. Right. One of the M months.
Yeah, and it seems like to me that Trump's just ignoring it. The pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have the last bit of this in here.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me fast forward.
Yes.
Because he gets totally cray cray.
Oh, does he?
Right at the end, he stays on. You know, he reads all the what he thinks are bizarre things that they put in there.
Yes,
gender studies in Pakistan. You know, and things like that. He's outraged by all that extra money, and then he says, "But they can't give $2,000 a month to our people."
Yeah.
But then
throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked.
I mean, do you,
has this legislation? And to send me a suitable bill, or else the next administration will have to deliver a COVID relief package, and maybe that administration will be me.
Oh, we will get shit. It done.
Thank you very much.
And the next administration will have to deliver, and maybe that administration will be me. He had to throw that one in there.
Hey, Founding Fathers, that 25th Amendment, the impeachment thing just wasn't enough.
Yeah, you might have needed some stronger...
Or just think you just didn't. This is not a great way to do things. Maybe I don't know. Jeez.
In an email, Pelosi is asking for unanimous consent to bring a standalone bill to increase the payments to $2,000, wants to pass it tomorrow morning, Ilhan Omar tweeted.
Yay.
If McCarthy agrees to the request and no Republican objects,
God damn it.
We should have a bill to the Senate by 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Didn't Matt Gaetz vote against the
otherwise they have to go through the debate process.
Okay.
So she was hoping for unanimous consent, and then it'll be vote and done. And then but if one all needs how, one, Matt is Gaetz not, is gonna.
But we're talking about relief aid to a pandemic. It's tragic.
But these Trumpists are gonna be torn. I mean, because Trump is the one who says, I want 2,000. What is Matt Gaetz going to do? Is Matt Gaetz going to say, yes, well, Mr. President, I agree, it should be 2,000? Or is Matt Gaetz going to say, I vote against that?
First of all, Matt Gaetz is going to go to his closet, and he's going to put on a suit jacket with 7 lapels and a couple of zippers some epaulettes.
Mm-hmm. Codpiece.
Yeah. He does look like Butthead, man. Yeah. Sorry, Butthead. I'm sorry. Not fair.
So I mean, Trump is really Trump is really helping.
Stop. Yeah. Hey, calm down over there.
I don't even know what's outside. I can't see. It's dark out, but right. She's got her super dog eyes. Check in with us tomorrow on our social media to see if we're gonna do a show tomorrow. It probably depends on like what the news is and stuff, because things tend to slow down. And the actual holidays themselves, usually. So, but
there was a dog across the street.
Oh, well, it's a dog. Thank you, Shelby.
Losing her shit over it. It's okay, buddy.
We're outraged too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey. Quiet. Shelby says, "Happy holidays, or whatever you celebrate, or if you don't celebrate, whatever. Right. Enjoy the time off, etc."
What do you mean she says it like in dog language?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're translating.
How's that work?
I'm translating.
Oh shit. It's like Chewbacca.
And probably not on Friday, so there won't be a Fateless Friday show.
Jeebus!
On Christmas.
Right.
Should be the day that we should be doing it.
What?
Doing that on Christmas. Did you see? Oh, I want to do this story. And I got to look it up because I don't think I saved it.
Yes.
But some Christian fucks.
Ooh.
Went to an Indian burial ground and tried to pray away the evil demons of the evil and some of them like spitting on the ground and shit. These disgusting subhuman creatures.
What is the spirit of this Christianity anyway? I mean, what is the vibe supposed to be? Spitting?
Well, what branch are we talking about?
The non-insane branch, I guess. That's, I mean, God. Narrow. I mean, you guys are behaving so badly lately. Really?
Yeah.
Christians, you guys, not atheists.
Radical, Christian cultists clash with American Indian movement at Ohio's Serpent Mound burial ground site. This is at the Cleveland Scene.
Cleveland Steam
Magazine.
Okay.
Not Steamer.
The Cleveland Steamer. Latest news.
I like their writing already. A ragtag brigade of Christian cultists overseen by a former youth football coach. It's not Coach Dave. Traveled to Southern Ohio's Serpent Mount Native American burial site Sunday, hoping their prayer might prevent unspecified dark energy from being unleashed upon the world.
I'm not dead yet!
They call themselves... Are we sure this isn't Coach... Oh my God, it is Coach Dave!
What the fuck? What is happening on
the Salt and Light Brigade? When I saw that, I was like, that has to be Coach Dave.
Right.
Was met by the American Indian Movement of Ohio, whose members had seen an event description on Facebook and were keen to protect the sanctity of a historic site they regard as sacred. The standoff is in a video titled pagans try to prevent prayer that Coach Dave's group put out.
Okay, let me tell you what the event really is, Coach Dave. Coach Dave and a bunch of his shitbag friends go out and spit on Indian burial grounds. And then basically just say kind of, fuck you.
This land, prayer group leader Dave Dobenmeyer says, we take it in the name of Jesus.
Prayer group leader.
The authorities were summoned.
Oh, yes.
But no arrests were made.
What are you, heavenly authorities or cops?
Coach Dave has made headlines, it says here, on numerous prior occasions, from homophobic rants, including against Chicago's mayor, to another rant saying black Christians who voted for Obama were not acting Christian.
Oh, okay.
He denounces the sissification of boys and rails against the deep state and the plandemic on his Facebook page.
Jesus! Does Coach Dave ever think of taking some time off, explore a hobby, take up whittling?
In an interview with the Cincinnati Inquirer, Dobenmeyer said that burial mounds across the Midwest, like the historic site in Ohio, are dark places, that his group traveled to pray there on the winter solstice because it was considered a high holiday for those in the occult.
God, you are nuts. Wait. So is there dark energy at all graveyards and shit, or just Indian burial grounds? Why?
Philip Yenyo, the Cleveland-based director of Ohio's American Indian Movement, said that when anyone prays or worships at the sacred native site, occult or otherwise, they are disrespecting Native American history and ritual. It would be like me going into a church and doing my ceremonies in that church, he said.
Yes, that's a very easy comparison.
Right. Again, I find it all odd and ridiculous, but nonetheless, do what you want in your churches. And I would be equally as horrified of anybody breaking into Christian churches and doing that kind of shit.
I mean, how would it make Coach Dave feel if somebody did that to something that was like special to him? Right.
But these are cultists, Ryan. They're from the devil.
Jesus Christ, man. Everybody needs to hold it together. Stay away from these crazy Christians.
Well, do you think they were social distancing and wearing masks?
No.
At the Indian burial site?
No, because
Coach Dave's tribe.
That's part of it, though, right?
Oh, I'm sure.
We're not cocks. We're not sheeple. We're not slaves.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
Come here and breathe on me. I'll give you one of these fucked up mutated strains of this shit. Ugh.
Batshit.
It's crazy.
Utterly batshit.
You know, all these diseases, where do they come from?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you know, the COVID-19 disease, did it come from like...
Well, it's a mutated flu virus.
Yeah. It just mutates because that's what it does. That's what a virus does in nature. Right. It just constantly changes. You should write a law against that.
Some of the protesters, you know, we talked about these assholes who tried to break into the Oregon Capitol.
Yes.
Here's a couple that were interviewed.
Jesus.
We find out later the referees were either bought off or scared. The referees being the Supreme Court.
But here's the thing, though. There's been lots of lawsuits, but they've all been thrown out. Like,
no, they haven't been thrown out. Those are different. No, don't worry. Don't
Texas
that.
Just got thrown out.
Do not believe that's not being thrown out. Do not believe
that's not the actual lawsuit. Jimmy Powell that was a pre-suit.
Special prosecutor with full federal power to subpoena.
She wasn't.
Yeah.
He just said she was. Appointed special prosecutor with full... By the way, this guy is wearing a Santa outfit.
Oh, okay.
Full beard and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And holding an American flag.
So
this is racist Santa.
Yeah, he's not wearing a mask, no face
covering. No, well, he's got a beard. The beard might help.
The beard doesn't do shit.
It keeps falling off, too, while he's spewing this bullshit.
Prosecutor with full federal power to subpoena and prosecute. You guys are going to lose it. And what happened this afternoon is going to be nothing compared to what happens in a week. And
he means the attack on the Capitol at Oregon.
Oh, okay.
In Oregon.
So that was nothing. Yeah. Wait till the next one. Okay.
Happened this afternoon is going to be nothing compared to what happens in a week.
And mark my words.
By the way, these guys might sound a little scarier than they look because they look like complete fucking morons.
Compared to what happens in a week. And mark my words, all seven of those machines are going to be impounded in all seven states. The votes, the ballots, the machines.
Absolutely.
It's all going to happen.
You've also been told lies, and you have been deceived as well.
I'm going to give you the answer.
You don't even know it. That's the worst part, is because the liberal mainstream media has had you so ass backwards and turned around that you really think Joe Biden won.
You guys really think you're the liberal media. You guys think Joe Biden won. You're so in your bubble.
You know, man,
and the entire world and the entire planet and the Electoral College and the Supreme Court and every court so far in the nation knows that Joe Biden won. But you guys are really deluded by the lamestream media.
You know who likes this political discourse? The coronavirus loves it so much. It's just all over this shit. Loves it. Bigly.
Been deceived as well.
I'm going to give you the answer.
You don't even know it. That's the worst part, is because the liberal mainstream media has had you so ass backwards and turned around that you really think Joe Biden won. That's how fucking pathetic this is. That's how bad it's gotten.
That's how bad it's gotten. You are the 99% of the world is deluded. Donald Trump is the only one telling the truth.
I don't know what to do then. You know, I mean, what do you do? I guess you just, Democrats have to make sure they vote all the time, which you should. And
I mean, there's going to be a reality check on January 21st.
Right.
And these guys were like, you just watch. There's no way.
Where does the Civil War start? How do I avoid
it? I think there'll be skirmishes. I think there'll be assholes doing this kind of shit, but I don't think it's going to be widespread.
I mean,
are
they going to have skirmishes?
There'll be assholes like this that like will surround a capital or something or.
Well, shit. I hope the police around here aren't part of the Proud Boys or anything like that.
Well, I mean, some.
Oh, come on. The cops here aren't racist.
Oh, good. Of course not.
Oh.
Also in the news.
Love. True love.
I have.
Go fuck yourself.
Let me see. Oh, I did see there was like they're trying to. There's some stupid, crazy laws still on the books in Florida. I saw that somebody made a list of
like bestiality stuff.
If you park your elephant by a parking meter, you have to pay the same as a vehicle. It also includes parking your gator or your goat.
Are there places where an alligator is a vehicle?
Don't ask me. This is on the law books here in Florida.
In Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In downtown Sarasota, or in Sarasota, it's illegal to sing in a swimsuit.
Right. Okay.
While in public.
Perfect. We don't have a mask mandate, though.
No.
Am I still allowed to ride my python or no?
This one is odd. If you chip more than four cups, edges, saucers, or break more than three dishes, it's illegal.
Okay.
I don't know if that's even your own.
You're illegal. You lose your citizenship. Wow.
And
some hardcore shit.
My personal favorite. It is still illegal.
Yes.
For an unmarried woman in Florida to skydive on a Sunday.
If you're single, you cannot skydive on a Sunday.
A single woman
cannot skydive on a Sunday.
Yes.
You have to be a mother.
I don't know what that means.
Or you have to be married.
I don't know
where
that comes from. I don't know. I don't have any more information. I just have that list.
Did our forefathers write that? Or
there's some strange shit.
Jeez. I mean, when people are like, I'm a strict constitutionalist, I would never change a thing. Really? I mean, you know. These are slave owners.
It's illegal to drive over or park on top of a grave.
What if you don't know?
Well,
jeez, fuck. That's a weird ticket to write, a citation.
In Cape Coral, Florida, it's illegal to park a pickup truck in front of your house or in your driveway.
Where the fuck do I put it?
In Florida.
Jeez. You can basically...
Also in Cape Coral, any person who stores a couch in their carport has to pay a $50 fine.
Well, you know, there's probably something going on there. You know, like animals get in that couch and like it's a mosquito.
Trying to de-redneckify Cape Coral. I mean, get your pickup truck out of there and get your sofa out from under the carport.
What was the law right before that one?
Don't park your pickup truck in the driveway?
Yeah, what was the one right before that?
I don't remember. That was a different part of the story.
Ah, shit.
The single woman paired?
Oh, yeah. That's fucking crazy.
That one?
How do you even know? I mean, why? Okay, so that law was written after we were flying, at least, because you're skydiving from a plane.
Apparently, okay. This law needs to be in here. It is illegal to sell your children.
Yeah, I can see this state needing that. On a Sunday or just any day of the week, it's illegal.
That's every day. But unmarried women cannot parachute out of a plane on Sundays.
Wait, hold the phone. What if you're in the plane, it's crashing, it's a Sunday, your only hope of maybe surviving is a parachute? No.
Well, I think they would give you a special.
What do you do? They're like, well,
they might let you slide on that one.
Let me think about it. And they just push you out the window.
It's illegal to fall asleep under a hairdryer at a hair salon.
Okay. What do you get shot for that?
If you're wearing a swimsuit in public, it's illegal for you to sing at the same time.
Yes. I like that law.
It is illegal for a man to wear a strapless formal gown in public.
Well, that's crazy. Who gives a fuck? Okay.
Oh, Rudy better stay out of this state.
Yes.
It's illegal to fart after 6 p.m.
Central time?
Well, I would think local, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It is still considered an offense to shower in the nude.
Do you know that it's we have a law here, I think, where you could run someone over if you want with your car, if you feel like they're threatening you, but you can't sing with a bathing suit on.
Oh?
It's weird.
It is illegal for ice cream sellers to sell ice cream treats in a cemetery.
Right. Well, that makes sense, I guess, because...
Because why?
Why are you there buying ice cream in a graveyard?
Why not have, you know, maybe you want to stuff a popsicle down over Nana.
Let's go to the mass grave and get Nutty Butters or whatever.
In Pensacola, oh.
Oh, okay.
In Pensacola, Florida, it is illegal to roll a barrel down the street.
There must have been a horrible accident. In 1915.
In Destin, if a cat chases strangers or anyone who walks by their place of residence, they are labeled a bad cat.
Yes, okay.
I don't know what that
helpful
means. I don't know what that means.
Helpful. It must have been like the year of the flaming barrel or some shit. I don't know.
So check your own state. I'm sure you have a whole bunch of shitty, stupid laws on the books.
Am I allowed to talk to that cat? Like, say, hey, cat, how are you? Or is it not?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the local interpretations of are.
Yeah, I mean,
bad cat law.
Well, I mean, just hearing the rest of this shit, it's the world is your oyster. Whatever law you fucking want, I guess.
There is another lawsuit that is out there.
You're not allowed to use salsa every third Wednesday of the month. In the summer.
Isn't there a pickle law somewhere? In fact, there's a famous book that...
Pickle law.
One of the first people you know, like a whole long time, many, many years ago to look up all these ridiculous laws that are still in the books. But there's one, I think the title of the book is even like the New Hampshire pickle ordinance or something like that. But it was like, you can't walk down the street eating a pickle.
Yes.
It was really something bizarre.
That is weird.
And you really want to learn the stories behind these. Yeah, like, yeah. What caused them to vote
right
in a law that you can't walk down the street and eat a pickle?
Something fucking happened. An argument. There was conflict.
So a conservative group, Ryan,
yes,
is suing Mike Pence and the entire Electoral College.
Why are you suing Mike Pence?
Because they want to overturn the election. They have this bizarre fairy tale in their heads.
Yes.
Ooh. That Pence like has some power at this congressional certification.
It's a process
of the official votes from the Electoral College. And that he like is the arbiter and he decides and he's the judge. He could decide what to accept and what not to. And he cannot.
He can't. He just sits
there. He cannot. Right.
And that's a good thing. That is a great thing.
So these morons, election attorney law Mark Elias, some conservative dickwad, and the conservative Thomas More Society have filed a lawsuit against Pence and the entire Electoral College.
Shit, yes. Everybody's getting fucking sued. God damn it.
They named Pence as a defendant due to his, quote, legal obligations under the Constitution and federal law to preside over Congress's ratification of the presidential election.
You're gonna get this guy involved in your legal proceedings. Do you know how boring he is?
The suit claims Pence should not be allowed to count the Electoral College's votes because the state legislatures have not affirmatively voted to certify the presidential electors. That's patently not true. Every yes. single state in the union, all 50, have certified officially
right.
their electors. Those electors voted, and the vote was what everybody fucking thought.
Yeah.
306 to 2, to throw something, whatever
Joe
the fuck it
gonna
was.
Biden's going to be fucking president, motherfuckers.
Right.
Okay?
The lawsuit says, the vice president and the U.S. Congress act unconstitutionally in this election and future elections when they count votes of presidential electors when the respective state legislature has not affirmatively voted in favor of post-election certification.
Okay.
And that's not true because many states have laws that right. say the legislature has nothing to fucking do with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're saying that every legislature should have final say over their election results.
No, we fucking voted, man. We had a fucking election.
And that's literally not true. Most of these states have laws that say that the legislature stays the fuck out of the process.
I don't care what you fuckers have seen on Discovery at 1 a.m. Or what do people
8chan.
Watch? 8chan.
Or OAN.
Yeah, get off 8chan. Please, in parlor, in calm the fuck down. There's nothing. Mike Pence isn't going to do anything. And by the way, you're ignoring the fact that Mike Pence is obviously satanic. That fly for a long time stayed on his head. So,
Oh no, Mark Elias. I apologize. Mark Elias is the Democratic election law attorney who was asked about this.
Oh, okay.
The Thomas More Society is the group that's filed the lawsuit. So I take back my nasty words to Mark Elias.
Mark Elias is the guy trying to say, no, dumb fucks, it's like this.
Yeah, he said he can't even be bothered to do a detailed analysis of this suit's claim because it all makes such little sense. I can't even describe it, he says. It's really dumb.
But that's why they all get tossed, because they're not worth anyone's fucking time.
Yeah, and at what point are the courts going to start imposing sanctions on these assholes for these frivolous lawsuits?
And it's insulting. There's fucking spelling errors. There's grammar fuck ups. I mean, if this is a lawsuit to overturn the election, at least had the decency to proofread the fucking thing. It's kind of insulting, right? I mean, if you're looking out for us,
yeah,
proofread the fucking things, dumb fucks.
Well, they're going to be squealing about it in New York now, which today or yesterday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation requiring state agencies to establish an automatic voter registration system.
There you go. Right. That's good. You should want people to vote, man.
New York. Let's see. I'm trying to see where the deets are here.
Well, but New York has some Democrats in charge and they can do things like that, right?
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
Well,
The law directs the DMV and other state agencies that interact directly with residents to work with the State Board of Elections on a new application for services that will include voter registration. You go get your driver's license, you're registered to vote.
Bam. Why not? Why not?
Right.
Illegals.
The modernized voter registration system automatically transmits voter registration information from some of the most utilized state and local government agencies.
People are just saying over and over again, it's obviously fraud in our elections, and how you know.
This will reduce costs involved in processing the registrations and maintaining updated and accurate lists.
Yeah.
So if you go change your address with your driver's license, it automatically changes your address
right.
on your voter registration also. So you don't have to go through that shit again.
But what if you're trying to vote a couple of times, voting for a dead person or you're...
Trump.
Oh, yeah,
voting for Trump.
Right. But he is a dead person. He seems dead. Inside.
The Cuomo signed last year an electoral reform package, including early voting, consolidation of state and federal primaries to one day, same day registration, pre-registration for teenagers, portable registration, and no excuse absentee voting.
Damn. Cool. Okay.
New York was once considered a national laughingstock on voting rights.
Oh.
But last year, the Democratic majority and Cuomo.
Who's the laughingstock now, you think?
Had all passed all these reforms.
But the whole country's a laughingstock.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing to laugh at. But we're just so fucked up, man. We're a mess.
I mean, certain states, Texas, Florida.
Again, Obama.
Where these lunatic Republicans are in charge.
Why did you leave? Why would Obama leave knowing that this guy, I mean, Jesus, sucks.
It's a constitution thing.
Yeah, okay, I'm going out. Babysitter just arrived. The babysitter is a crazy rapist who's shitting in a diaper. Snorting Adderall. I mean, do you stay? You tell, listen, no thanks, we're okay. Here, go away. Here's some money.
No,
get the fuck away from me.
He had no choice.
I care about everybody. I'm not going to leave you to Donald Trump, man. Yeah, you're right. He couldn't have done anything, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It looks like Roger Stone isn't satisfied with just a commutation. He wants a pardon now.
Jesus. Wow. Well, God.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh. Damn, he's a fucking asshole.
Now, we still don't know what's going on. I haven't seen any more updates on Deanna Lorraine.
Did Roger have to sell off any of his wardrobe to pay for his legal bills or no?
Maybe. Because remember they killed his GoFundMe.
I had to sell off 4 purple long coats and 18 Nazi uniforms and 1 Klan robe.
So we don't know what's going on there.
Well,
I guess Deanna and one other guy's show, just got summarily canceled.
What's it saying in Variety?
InfoWars.
What does it say in Variety?
I actually didn't see that this morning.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
When I was looking at Variety, I didn't.
Is Brian Stelter, whatever his fucking name is, at CNN?
From CNN. He's right on top of it.
He's the entertainment reporter. Why hasn't he picked it up?
But I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Yay!
Can't tell you.
Right. That's okay.
Pig dick. But Owen Schroyer.
Yes.
We know Owen. He's apparently still one of the faves over there. Still okay. Has his show, apparently.
Oh, my God. I always get hit. Whenever you say that, I'm like, oh, he died. I'm like, no. That's Vern Troyer.
Listen to a little bit. Vern?
Yeah. Vern Troyer is the little person that yes. passed away, correct?
Yes. Okay. Mini-me.
Right. Owen Schroyer is a big piece of shit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a InfoWars host.
You know, we are really on the verge of the American Revolution 2.0, 1776 meets 2021 in so many different ways. And the system is rigged against us in all walks of life, many of which you don't even realize until you battle them. Right now, though, in Oregon, and do we have a live feed of this, guys? Yes. Is this live right now, or is this a replay? Okay, so
meanwhile, this is these armed thugs wearing tactical vests and some of them carrying long guns, literally kicking in doors at the Oregon State Capitol.
This guy is pissing me the fuck off. He should know if it's a live feed. Tell me this. This is a live feed. I don't know. Tell me, guys. Come on. He just wants people to know he has a staff. You know,
we are live right now. The Oregon State Capitol building, where dozens, perhaps even hundreds of patriots are trying to take the Capitol right now. God. Yes, you heard me right. They have the Capitol shut down, and it looks like either the National Guard or somebody there protecting it, and patriots in Oregon have decided they're taking the Capitol building. They have been maced. They have been assaulted.
They bare-maced the police.
Yeah.
They leave that detail
right.
out.
They're not exactly peaceful.
Perhaps even arrests have been made. We're just getting this intel. This is all developing right now. Intel. So we've got the live feed. Is there audio of this too, guys? Okay, so we're going to try to also have audio of this feed. But as you can see, there's law enforcement. They've already breached the Capitol building. It looks like it appears a side door. They've breached the Capitol building. They're trying to take the Capitol building. Well, but you have law enforcement there. Now, think about this.
I mean,
meanwhile, there's like they're three across and five rows deep of cops right in the hallway waiting for these guys.
Yeah. Which side are they on?
In full against.
Wow. Good job, everybody. Let's hope it stays that way.
So here is Owen.
Yeah. I mean, it's
losing fluid from the crotch.
He's like, law enforcement has breached the building. Yeah.
Patriots are taking. You heard me. They're taking the Capitol.
Well, I mean, that's kind of law enforcement's building. It's our building. It's everybody's building. It's not like you're taking it.
Closed session.
Okay. You know, I'm...
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. These people are... Well, I mean, they're children, but they're also domestic terrorists. They have the mentality of children, but they're also... But they're domestic terrorists. That's a bad combination. What do you think?
And even on fucking Fox.
Fucking Fox.
Music. Tensions are running high at a rally at the Oregon State Capitol amid growing outrage over the latest round of COVID lockdowns.
Game on you!
Police used pepper balls to disperse anti-lockdown protesters yesterday, after police officers say they were pepper sprayed. Protesters were demanding lawmakers allow businesses to reopen as those lawmakers met inside. Demonstrators even tried forcing their way into the state capitol.
Nothing's happening.
Yeah, there's pictures of them kicking these glass doors, trying to break these glass doors.
What do they want? I mean, what is their end game? To occupy Oregon?
I don't know.
How is that going to go?
Overthrow the illegal government that's telling them they got to wear masks.
Did they follow the Bundy thing? You would think they would. That's sort of a similar right?
That was their, they might have been at some of them were probably at the Bundy thing.
Well, they couldn't hold the bird sanctuary.
True.
Nothing's happening.
You can see the protesters banging into and kicking the door to the state house following violent standoffs with police, which led to the arrests of at least four people. Some protesters managed to get inside the Capitol building before they were kicked out. Here's one protester.
They're shutting everything down. They're shutting down all the mom and pop stores. You haven't seen anything yet. This is going to explode.
Good God. Oh, they're shutting down the mom and pop stores.
Everybody calm down, man. You know, it's this virus. The virus is real. You don't want to die from the fucking virus. That's all this is. You stupid fuckers.
Right.
God. It's a pandemic. It's a 100-year pandemic, which is a long time.
So this segment goes on. That was Harris Faulkner. This goes on for a bunch of minutes. And at one point, one of these assholes, Fox News contributor, Emily Campagno.
Campagno.
Says, well, Harris says, people are willing to do whatever is necessary to protect what they see as breaking the law and their rights.
That's scary. To protect what they see as they will go to any lengths to protect their dumb fucking interpretation of the law.
But is that the phrase they use about the BLM protesters?
Oh, no, Pat. Fuck no. In fact,
windows get broken.
I wonder what would happen if a BLM protester shot pepper balls at the cops.
Emily Campagna says, we've seen a measure of lawsuits that were brought through the courts. And I think that what we're seeing here is people acknowledging outwardly that those decisions haven't been enough and they're not in their favor. And they haven't been enough to overturn these decisions made by their elected officials. To be clear, this is an extension of our conversation earlier about the stimulus bill. All this is tied together. Blah, 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 blah. I'm not an advocate for violence,
but
it seems to me I'm not going to demonize their purpose here, because how can you argue with this?
Well, I can tell you how. If you're not a racist, you can argue with this.
How can you argue with this?
If you believe in science, you can argue with it. If you're not fucking insane, all these people need help. They need micro doses of psilocybin. They need a glass of water. They need to do some yoga, smoke some weed, or fuck off into the forest.
And then one of the other Fox idiots says, a note about these protesters. These are people who are not fighting in Oregon for expanded rights and expansion of their civil liberties. They're not fighting for the destruction of government and anarchy, as we've seen. Oh, they who are fighting. They're fighting for expanded rights.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not fighting for the destruction of government and anarchy, as we've seen other protesters in the country do this year. These are Americans that are fighting for a restoration of some very fundamental basic rights.
Which are? What rights have been taken from you?
Oh, I get it. I was right. They are people who are not fighting for expanded rights and expansions of civil liberties. They're fighting for restore their basic rights.
So they want gyms open. They want to go out and pretend there's no coronavirus. But you can't.
They want their rights, like their right to carry out their jobs that they've been hired to do. Their rights do not have to shut down their businesses. Their rights to be able to send their children to school. So I think it's important that we keep in mind here when we look at this.
Jesus. You don't have a
That said, I'm with Emily. Violent threats against federal authorities are never acceptable, never okay. But I think just when we talk about protests in the coronavirus era, we've got to distinguish, you know, between what people are getting at.
Hey, you're a racist. That person is a straight up racist.
And she's like, yeah, my cause. People getting civil disobedience and breaking shit for my cause is okay, because, you know, that's freedom and everything. Well, but those blacks.
Well, the BLM cause was justice reform. I mean, you could look at the Black Lives Matter movement. And you could say, okay, I can see what this is about. It's about racism, equality, reforming the fucking cops. What do they want? What do they want?
Who?
These idiots. They want to open up, go out, and fucking drop dead.
Well, they don't believe it. They will.
What about all the dead people?
They're still not buying it.
You think that this is, it's not real? Like, you're in the Matrix? Simulation bullshit theory?
I guess.
Okay. Wow. Trippy. Maybe it's true.
And then the anti-maskers.
Yeah.
Left and right.
Well, they are in love with their mouths, and they find nothing disgusting about a thing on your body that does nothing but puts out stupid sounds in air bubbles.
But it's happening everywhere.
Yes.
No, me. You're not allowed to stop. You're not allowed.
I just told you.
Yeah, it's a rule all over the world.
Right.
All over the UK.
I'm going to take
you.
Yeah,
I
am.
Yeah.
I've just told you that I'm medically. Are you going to listen?
I just told you that I'm medically.
God, she
are you going to listen?
Oh, I have an exemption.
I've got a medical exemption.
What is that?
I'm going to take
you.
Yeah,
legal.
Okay, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I've just told you that I'm medically. Are you going to listen? Are you going to listen to me?
Yeah.
I've told you I'm medically exempt.
So are you not allowed to record the stuff?
1 minute. I told you I'm medically exempt. Medically exempt. So I'm going to continue to get what I need to get.
Yeah.
It's Scottish, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I don't actually. It's against the law to ask me. It is against the law to ask me.
Not true, by the way. I mean, they have the same thing here. They're allowed to refuse service for people that don't have masks.
It's just weird to me because let's say you're working in a wood shop, and at the wood shop they say you gotta wear eye protection or you might lose your eyeball because splinters could fly, a nail could, you know, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So you wear an eye protection, but it's not about your freedom. It's just they require people to wear eye protection in there because it's dangerous.
Right.
Is that a good argument? Could I present that argument to these idiots?
Yeah.
Would they like that argument?
You have to wear a shirt to go into Walmart. They can throw you out for not wearing a shirt.
I mean, I can't walk down the street throwing licks.
I have a medical exemption. I have very sensitive nipples. I can't wear cloth over the top of them. I get chafed.
Yeah, I have a medical exemption. Wherever I walk around, I have to walk. My hair has to be on fire. I'm sorry.
Here's another one.
Look at this idiot.
This is more of a visual. A guy comes up to him, and the guy's in line at, Shelby. A guy's in line at, Walmart or something. And the guy behind him is like, you know, you really should be wearing a mask. And the guy lifts up his entire shopping cart and throws it at the other dude. The non-masker is angry because people are asking him to wear a mask.
So he picks up his
he throws his cart at the guy.
What do they call the grocery cart in England? Is that Europe or
that's us? No, that's here.
Oh, okay, good.
Orange County, California.
Jesus. Why would anyone even think of that? Well, I mean, I can see if someone is attacking him in the grocery store, like, oh shit, I don't know what to do. You throw your grocery cart, right? Maybe. But if somebody says something to you, it pisses you off. You're like, fuck this. I'm throwing this motherfucker.
But the dude goes instantly. Like the guy says, you know, you really should be wearing a mask. He goes, oh yeah, really? And instant lifts up his cart and flings it at the guy.
Well, that's America right now.
That's conservatism.
That's Trumpism, baby. Go fuck yourself. I don't give a shit.
Fuck your feelings.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
We're crazy.
Oh my God, here's the video of, you know why I didn't recognize Coach Dave? He shaved.
Oh, okay.
He shaved off his beard and his goat. His goatee that he had.
Amen and amen.
Hey, I want to just declare, Lord, you're
going to
make this
sermon
permanent to a sermon month, because on the way here we kept praying about this.
Oh, God, these are the assholes.
But she's wearing a mask.
Watch out behind you.
Yes, Jesus does love us as much as he loves you. However,
That's true.
However,
they don't belong here doing ceremony, and you know that.
You know Chief Burns called you.
This is the Indian person who's yelling at them, saying, okay, you know, this is not right what you're doing.
Right. It's insane, actually.
And these Christianists don't give zero fucks.
And it's not necessary. Not that any of this shit is, but any of this insanity is, I guess. But this is just not necessary. He could have not done it. He could have not gone and done it.
Right, right, right.
Could have stayed home and watched TV or something.
So now they've taken into little herds of people with signs going into, this is Home Depot,
oh,
somewhere, of anti-maskers storming these businesses without, and they're not even buying shit. They're just running through the business and with their little parades and saying, we don't have a mask and you can't make us and freedom and Jesus and Trump.
We need a mommy and a daddy or a something. We need a something.
And they're still doing, there's still these guys that are going around.
That's terrifying, man.
There's still these guys going around with the megaphones doing the same thing, going into a Walmart, going into a Costco.
Wait. Just so I understand, there's strike forces of idiots running into stores that require people to wear masks, breathing
with parades,
all over the place,
with Trump flags and American flags. I mean, it's literally a parade. And there's signs, and they go through and they yell, and they spread the COVID, and they say, we don't have to wear your masks, fuck you. And they leave.
Why are we so stupid?
Yay, America!
Hell yeah, motherfuckers!
We gotta get out of here. We may be back tomorrow if there's some news. Otherwise, have a good Christmas if you celebrate that. But or have a really good long weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
Just stay home.
Check our social medias. At Crab Diving on all the social media. And don't forget, you can download us as a podcast at crabdiving.com or your favorite podcasting application. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet. At Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok at Rated R Comedy. RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great some time off if we don't talk to you. Otherwise, we'll maybe be here tomorrow. But have a great one, everybody. Stay safe.
Happy
catch
holiday.
The COVID.
Oh, fuck. Happy holidays. Fuck Trump.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.